Hey guys, this is Katie with Beauty's Got Muscle. This week I want to talk to you about owning a muscle car as a daily driver. It really is everything it seems to be in the movies. The burning rubber, the sweet passion of the speed, and the lovely aroma of a carbureted engine. However, there are definitely some things that they leave out, which I'd like to go over. The good, the bad, and the muscly. Number one. People will want to race you no matter what. I mean, to be honest, you're in a muscle car, so you've got a target on your back everywhere you go, but they'll find you either way. And what'll happen is they'll pull up next to you and blow past you, get off the gas, and you'll slowly catch up to them again, and then they'll blow by you again, and this'll go on back and forth for an unnecessary amount of time. Kind of like one of those stupid paddleball games that you get in a goodie bag with a little red ball and the rubber band and the piece of wood that you smack back and forth. It's stupid, just like the person trying to race you. Every now and then you'll get one of the people at a stoplight who will give you the look and the nod. Like, oh, okay, buddy, sure, you know, I'll waste my time on you, you piece of crap. No, I won't do that. I don't know what's running through their brain, or if it's just their inflamed ego that they're mistaking to be their penis, but I'm not going to feed into it. Not this time, at least. You don't always encounter people who are just trying to be pains in your ass. Sometimes you have people who genuinely appreciate the muscle car that you're driving, and because you love it so much, it's always nice to see other people who are into it as much as you are. But to those people, I'd like to say, please don't try and communicate to me while we're both driving at 60 miles an hour, because I can't hear you. And you trying to scream over to me while I'm driving and me trying to decipher whatever that crazy sound was coming from your face, I get it's a compliment, so I'm just gonna nod and give you a thumbs up anyway and carry along my merry way. When you're in traffic, though, it's a little bit easier to understand, and I've had several instances where I've been stuck in traffic, and I've had people yelling to me, "Hey, that's a nice car, but, who's Ned?" They say, "Who's Ned?" because I have vanity plates in my car that say Ned Nova. My response is, "You're looking at him." And then the conversation kind of ends, and I've come to realize that these people might be questioning whether or not I am a Ned, and whether there's some kind of sausage taco switcheroo that went on with me, or if I am in fact just a really pretty man. I thought it was pretty straightforward when I got that vanity plate, but as it turns out, from the massive amount of inquiries as to who is Ned that I've received, I guess it's not that obvious. So to those people, if you're listening, I'm actually a lady, and my car is a Ned. But I do get a lot of people doubting that Ned is my car. You know, I've had cops pull me over more than once and question whether it's my car. And then I've had gas station attendants who I've gotten into fights over and I no longer go to anymore. I understand because, you know, how often do you see a ginger in a 78 Nova? It's like seeing a leprechaun riding a unicorn. We're not common. I get it. But we're pretty awesome when you see it. Now, it's no shocker that muscle cars are extremely loud and a wonderful symphony of power. However, in purchasing one, we don't always think of the certain times of day that we'll be driving a muscle car. And if you're a car show goer, you're leaving very early in the morning. And if you're a youth, you're coming home very late at night. So my advice is buy gift baskets with wine and earplugs and distribute them to all of your neighbors so that they may get drunk, put the earplugs in, and not be disrupted by the earthquake that is the sound coming from your tailpipes. And good luck if you're a teenager trying to sneak in with your muscle car late at night. Nothing screams stealthy quite like a V8. The one thing that definitely makes up for all the difficulties that you face as a muscle car daily driver is the moment that you spot another muscle car out there on the road. And you two share a honk, a wave of acknowledgement that, hey, great to see ya, and you carry on your merry way. In that moment, you feel all the love and you want to go and turn around and hug the person, and you want to share memories with them. You want to go put lotion on their feet and get manicures together, and you want to share secrets, and you want to play duck, duck, goose with them, and then you want to give them pieces of your Halloween candy, and then after that, you want to tell them all your secrets and how you used to wet the bed till you were six, but you told everybody it was just water that you spilled at the slumber party. You feel all that emotion at the same time, and then you realize your life is totally complete in one simple honk. And that'll hold you over through all the bullshit until the next time you see another muscle car. It definitely is worth it. This has been Katie with Beauty's Got Muscle, presented to you by Heels and Wheels and the Performance Motorsports Network. You can check out more of our adventures at beautysgotmuscle.com and remember to like our Beauty's Got Muscle Facebook page. Stay tuned for what's coming up next after a quick message from our sponsors.